Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into today's show as I am about 14 days into my 75 Hard Challenge. Shout out to Andy Frisella, Real AF Podcast, somebody that I've been following for many years now, attended a lot of his events and read his books, listened to his podcast. And he's just somebody that ultimately, as rough around the edges as he might be for some people, at the root of his core, who he is, what he stands for, he's always looking to help people. And those are the people I love to surround myself with, and people that are always raising the bar and challenging themselves and the people around them are the people that I like to be in the wake of. I like to get a little bit of that trickle down effect. And, you know, as I have gotten into my own routine and my own grind and my own hustle in terms of, you know, this challenge, shit's hard. I'm not even going to lie. I mean, I'm a pretty disciplined person. I feel like, you know, I've got a good routine and rhythm around my health and around the life balance gardens that I like to give attention and energy to. And as I was, you know, doing a little reflection and after my morning routine, I always like to ultimately journal a little bit out and create more awareness for myself around areas that I'm struggling in or that I'm crushing it in. And as I was thinking about this quote unquote training, right, that I am going through right now, it is a physical health challenge, but it is also a mental health challenge. And I love what he says, right? This ain't 75 easy. This is 75 hard. This is going to make you hard in a lot of areas of your life that are going to bulletproof who you are, what you stand for, what actions you will or won't take, and the commitments you have to really what you want to unlock in your life. And, you know, as I was thinking about this training, there were ultimately, you know, some things that I believed I want to be training every single day in my life. And when I look at a lot of the mentors and friends and individuals that I've been around in my own career, many millionaires, a few billionaires, I was looking at what I like to call the five muscles that I see them consistently training in their own life. And that is what I want to talk about today, the five muscles that millionaires and billionaires train every single day that every human being on this planet has the ability to train if they choose to do so. And I know that if you guys start to implement some routines and some habits around these muscles in your own life, you're going to see crazy results. So if you're new to the show, welcome, Millionaire Mindcast. I am your host, Matty A. As always, we talk about all things mindset, money, and motivation to help you on your wealth building journey. If you're new to the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button or shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. Let me know where you're tuning in from. I always love hearing from you guys and what you are up to, the wins that you are having. This is why I do the show. So with that being said, let's not waste any time. Let's dig in today. The number one muscle that we're going to talk about is your mindset, right? And we all know this is cliche. People talk about investing in your mindset. But I want to break this down a little bit more into an equation that I think you can use from a tactical standpoint. And this equation is EQ plus IQ plus work ethic is going to make you unstoppable. Now, some of the most wealthiest and impactful, let's just move money aside for the second. The most impactful and influential people I know have this emotional intelligence that I believe is way more important than IQ. Yes, understanding formulas, understanding spreadsheets, understanding numbers, and, you know, all of these more strategic principles of maybe life and business is great in a skilled trade or in an area of your industry, but EQ, the ability to connect emotionally with people, having emotional fitness and emotional wellness is something that I know has created more opportunities for me than what I've learned in textbooks. And one way that you should create some kind of rhythm around your emotional wellness, your emotional intelligence, right, is habits like meditation or just simply reading. You know, a great book to start with if you're kind of new to that space is Emotional Intelligence 2.0 by Jeannie Graves. It's a great book. And ultimately, right, it's your ability to connect with people, to read people, to meet people where they're at. Because if you can be a good listener, if you can be a good question asker, and you can find ways to communicate and to connect with people, that's where you can really start to play the game of life at a high level and create opportunities, create impact, right? And create the growth that I know you're looking for. The second piece of that is if you can pair, obviously, emotional intelligence and your EQ with being sharp in areas of specialization, IQ, and you can pair that with a disciplined work ethic every single day, that makes you a pretty damn dangerous person. So making sure that you're carving out time every day to enhance and elevate and to keep your mindset right is very important. Because let's be honest, right? We all have our good days. We all have our bad days. Life gets wild. It gets out of control at times. And we have to maintain and manage that. Keep that house in order, right? And I know a lot of people have the, you know, what I call the garden. They got a garden full of weeds where, you know, they do some of the work and they get excited, but they take their eye off of the habit that keeps that garden blossoming and blooming. And it gets overrun by darkness and weeds and shit, right? Just like, let's say in your garage floor, just because you sweep that floor one time doesn't mean dust and dirt and grime isn't going to be there in a week. So find a rhythm that you can commit to daily by investing, whether it's an hour of your time, 2 hours of your time, maybe even 30 minutes of your time. But this is going to be something that you want to find a way to build and bake a rhythm in that you know you can plug into and follow on a consistent basis. The second muscle that millionaires and billionaires train consistently is their physical muscles. Yes, we all know those people that are extremely wealthy, right? That are overweight and unhealthy. And that's why I do the Millionaire Mindcast. A rich life, right? Being a whole life millionaire isn't about just having a ton of money in your bank account and being bankrupt in your health or in your marriage or in your relationship with your kids or your friends or your family or your community, right? But one key part of this is your physical health. Because let's be honest, if you don't have your physical health, money doesn't matter. Emotional fitness is important. And equally as important is your physical fitness. We as human beings were not designed to be stagnant. We were built to move. And I don't know about you, but when my fitness is on point, when I'm consistent there, and I know I'm putting in the work in that category of my life, that discipline and that grind on my health, when that's a top priority, that discipline trickles into every other area of my life. What I eat, what I drink, what I'm doing with my wife, what I'm doing with my kids, and so on. Fitness for me, I've identified, and this isn't the way for everybody, but it needs to be a part of your equation and a part of your fitness and your wealth routine is every single day, it is a lead domino for me that when I knock that big domino over, everything else seems to get knocked over, or most of it seems to get knocked over accordingly. Life seems to run a whole lot more smoothly. That's just something I've identified for myself. So making sure that you are blocking out some kind of physical activity for yourself every single day is going to create not only that mental discipline and that mental wellness, right? But it's going to create longevity health-wise for you to perform at your peak state when you're out executing in life and business. So just pick something that you know you can do at a bare minimum every day, whether that's taking a walk, whether that's getting into the gym, that's playing sports with a friend, going out, you know, for a hike outside. I don't really care, but pick something that you know physically you can commit to every single day. Number three, the third muscle, your money muscles. You got to get your financial fitness up. This has to be a top priority and a part of your daily routine. No one is going to care about your money and your wealth more than you. If you've listened to the show, you've heard me say that time and time again. Stay obsessed over your money. Be omnipresent with your money. Have that ability to tap in and know exactly where you're at. Know your numbers like the back of your hand. Because when your awareness is up around your finances, you're gonna be making much more intentional and aligned decisions with where you want to go. Most people don't even have a clue about their money or the impacts of the decisions they're making with their money. And they wonder why they don't cover any ground or where they actually lose ground at the end of the month or at the end of the quarter, or at the end of the year, because they don't have awareness. They're not staying intimate with their finances. If you want that finance pillar of your life to be thriving, just like if you wanted a great relationship with your wife or with your kids, and you don't spend any time with them, you don't engage with them, and you look up at the end of the year and say, well, I wonder how my relationship is, and you're very estranged from those individuals and those relationships aren't doing very well, it is the same thing with your money. So look at your money daily. It doesn't need to be an obsession as to where money becomes everything for you. But if you want to unlock parts of your life and your lifestyle and your ability to make an impact for others, you have to pay attention and engage with your money on a daily basis. Number four, your gratitude muscles. Gratitude keeps you grounded. Gratitude for me is my gravity. It keeps my feet on the floor. It keeps life in perspective about what matters most to me, what's most meaningful. Here's another cool way of looking at gratitude. When you express gratitude, you reject entitlement. You reject this ideology of being a victim. Instead of focusing on all the things that are wrong and complaining and boo-hooing, right? Be thankful for what you do have. Be thankful for the opportunities that are in front of you, for the people you do have in your life. Because when you do that, you take full accountability and ownership over your life. And there's great power in that. Every successful person I know has an immense amount of gratitude. Be grateful for your problems. As much as you're grateful for those blessings, be grateful for those problems. Because without your problems, let's just be honest, if you don't have any problems, you're not going anywhere. You might not even be alive. You better check your pulse, right? So being grateful is extremely important on a daily basis, because what you focus on, that expands. You focus on all the negative things, you're going to have a lot of negative shit swirling around in your head. You focus on the positive things and the things that you're grateful for, you're going to feel that within you as well. To many people, right, they allow negative thoughts to just live and stay rent-free in their head. So just like you need to do with your discipline in terms of your EQ and your IQ, right, and investing and controlling your mindset, this ties into that. You got to make sure you're weeding that garden every single day, and gratitude is one way that you can do that. One of my favorite ways of doing this, a little life hack for you guys, is a little, it's called Aquanotes. And this is a little, basically, waterproof notepad that you can put in your shower. It comes with a pencil. And every day, not only do I get some of my best thinking and some of the things that I want to do or implement in the shower, but it's also the time that I can just get centered and grounded and think about the things that I'm grateful for. And I will write those on my Aquanotes. So check those out. I think they're on Amazon, super simple and easy. Number five is your discipline muscles. And this is really all encompassing to what we're talking about here in the first four. Discipline for a lot of people is very challenging. I'll be the first to raise my hand. I'm always working on exercising my discipline, but the best athletes, the best anything in the world has exercised the level of discipline that most human beings on this planet can't exercise. They just can't get around. They can't get over. And the root of what usually stops people from exercising the discipline that we all, and I will say this, every human being on this planet has the ability to exercise elite discipline to unlock elite results. But what stops most people is when you run into that brick wall of pain. Well, guess what? Discipline is about adopting and accepting the pain first so you can play later, so you can enjoy all of the luxuries that discipline will unlock for you. It's a hard thing to fully wrap your head around, but when you can become a glutton for punishment and understand that pain is always going to be a part of the path that is going to unlock and create the most growth and progress for you, that is where you will turn a corner. Because That pain is where you grow the most. I don't know about you. Yes, I love winning, but my rock bottoms, the pain that I've experienced in my life, have been the greatest teachers for me. You change the way you think about it, and in turn, your actions will change and your discipline will strengthen and your results will change as well. Millionaires, billionaires, successful people, they still have the same excuses that fly through their head just like you do, just like everyone else. Those thoughts never go away. They've just built the discipline in their mind to control the second thought and the action that they take after that limiting belief or that excuse shows up in their head. They push through no matter what it takes. They don't rationalize their excuses. They just have the discipline to destroy them when they show up, and they take the necessary actions they know they need in order to achieve their goals. Discipline and consistency are the keys to unlocking whatever you want. It's crazy how life and what we want, the answers are very simple. We overcomplicate things. Now, they're not always easy to execute on, but the answers are damn simple. And if you can make small, smart choices every day over an extended period of time, there's nothing that you can't eventually have. And the amazing thing is you gain what you get through discipline is this sense of self-respect, this sense of being proud of yourself. The more discipline you exercise every day, the happier, the more confident you're going to become. Discipline is tied to all of the qualities that we admire in the people that we look up to most. They really go hand in hand. So the goal is not necessarily to eliminate the doubts and the voice that tries to talk you out of things. The goal is to punch that fucker in the mouth when he whispers in your ear to talk you out of something and power through on doing whatever you need to do in that moment. That is where you become a very dangerous and weaponized human being. And now this happens over time. You know, I feel like I've unlocked amazing levels of discipline in my life, but I'm always trying to find what my mind, my body, my spirit, my soul can unlock for me at the next level of discipline. This will be an ongoing journey your entire life, but the more you win those battles, the easier it does become. The easier it will become and the more exponential and compounding growth you are going to see in your life. So these are the five muscles that I would encourage you to find a way to bake into your daily habits and your daily routine and your schedule on a weekly basis. Because now, if you begin to put in the work on these big dominoes, everything else that's behind them are going to fall so much easier. So where do you start? Well, I suggest just start by looking at your calendar. Make sure you have the habits in your routine, the activities on your schedule that work these five muscles every day. And if you don't, get them scheduled in. Because in my world, if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't exist. So hopefully this was valuable for you guys today. Thank you as always for tuning in. Don't forget to follow me on YouTube channel. I'm growing the channel, putting out more content every single week on the channel. A lot of market updates, a lot of Millionaire Mindcast interviews, a lot of real tactical strategies around investing and current events and news. Be sure to check out therichlifestore.com for any swag. We got all kinds of cool investor hats, investor sweatshirts and hoodies. We got the new Cashflow sweatshirt in there. For any of the links or any of the information or more podcasts, you can always head over to millionairemindcast.com for all the show notes. We got all kinds of cool freebies and downloads there to help you on your wealth building journey. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it on your social media or with a friend. Leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on. Again, if you're new to the show, don't forget to say what up to me. Or if you're a longtime listener and you still haven't said what up to me, shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. And until next episode, cheers, my friends.